afternoon, it's 5:06 and 70 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Aker.
And I'm Cassidy Stearman.
Boxes are marks that will say youth mystery or a certain author.
The annual public library book sale will take place this weekend.
Vaccines for kids ages 5 to 11 is headed towards approval.
State leaders are calling on schools to keep mask mandates in place.
The Coalition Against Domestic Violence is commemorating 40 years in the Commonwealth.
A local activist is hoping to spread kindness.
In sports, Broward Volleyball heads to the district championship tonight.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 45 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. The Friends of the Rowan County Public Library will host a fundraiser this weekend. The annual book sale is a popular event for the library, but has been on hold for 2 years because of COVID concerns. Suzette Redwine is the secretary of the Friends group. She says money from the book sale will go toward events held for the community.
The library has a number of rules and regulations as set forth by the state that their monies can only be used for certain programs or certain projects. And so the Friends organization actually subsidizes some of those things that they can't financially cover.
The annual book sale will be held this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Westside Storage, located at 547 West Main Street in Moorhead. Boxes of books will be available for a donation.
The approval of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11 is seeming more and more likely in the coming weeks. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's Vaccines and Related Biological Advisory Committee is set to meet on October 26. Not long after that, the Centers for Disease Control's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices will meet to discuss vaccines for children in that age group. Last week, ABC News reported a private phone call from the White House advising governors across the nation to prepare to start giving those shots. Kentucky Public Health Commissioner Dr. Stephen Stack echoed that news during the Commonwealth's COVID-19 update Monday.
And we are already engaged in planning, and as are all the other states, in partnership with the federal government for pre-positioning some of this vaccine and distributing it throughout the state. I have no doubt that there will be widespread availability. You may have to be patient just in the first couple weeks, though, because it's a matter of distribution and trying to get it where the demand is the most, and also doing that in a fair and equitable manner. So
there aren't any shortages for the children's vaccine expected, though there could be delays in the early weeks due to initial allocations and shipping. The number of children who fall within the age range in Kentucky is estimated to be just under 389,000.
Despite a drop in COVID-19 cases, Governor Beshear says Kentucky school districts should still keep their mask policies in place for now. He says getting rid of the mask mandate would cause a spike in cases because so many students are still not able to get vaccinated. Teachers hope the policies stay in place a while longer, while some parents say it's time to lift the requirement. Rowan County teacher Allison Sloan tells WYMT there have been a few issues from students wearing masks in school, but no major distractions.
We're really fearful that letting those mask mandates drop will cause numbers to go back up again, and then we're starting all over from scratch.
Beshear says districts should wait until their county is at least in the yellow on the incidence rate map before lifting masking policies.
Marshall County resident Ethan Kohler says he was skeptical of the COVID-19 vaccine. Then the 29-year-old contracted the coronavirus and was hospitalized for 2 weeks. Kohler says he's fully recovered and recently received his first shot of the COVID vaccine because doctors say there's still a chance he could contract the virus again. Kohler is now urging his fellow Kentuckians to consider getting vaccinated as part of a statewide campaign called Take It From Me, launched by the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky and Kentucky Medical Association.
They told me that I could definitely get it again, and if I did get it again, it would probably take me out. They did recommend very strongly that I get the vaccine after I was back recovered enough to handle it.
So far, 62% of the state's population has rolled up their sleeves. Woodford, Franklin, Fayette, Campbell, and Boone counties have the highest vaccination rates.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday, online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and the Kentucky Coalition Against Domestic Violence is commemorating its 40th anniversary with a statewide survey of survivors asking about their experience and needs. More than 45% of Kentucky women and more than 35% of men have experienced intimate partner violence. Sherry Currens, who was one of the first KCADV employees in 1981 and retired as executive director in 2019. She says the state has come a long way in understanding domestic violence as a serious public health issue that affects all communities.
When I started, police literally would arrive at a home and walk the perpetrator around the block, giving him time to cool off. And that's really changed.
Workers with KCADV say the survey has been designed to protect the safety and identity of survivors. Research indicates that domestic violence-related calls and arrests spiked in many regions of the country during the first few months of the pandemic when many states and cities implemented stay-at-home orders.
A local activist is trying to reserve a social media trend in order to get people to be a little nicer to one another. Divine Karama is an advocate for Lexington youth. He has recently started a new hashtag on TikTok called Random Acts of Kindness. Karama tells WKYT the challenge is a response to other trends such as the Devious Licks Challenge, which led to bathrooms being vandalized in multiple school districts.
This generation is predicated on following, whether it's social media and how many followers you got, whether it's these challenges where everybody's following and doing the same thing. But at the end of the day, in order to build community, it's about how many leaders we got.
If individuals want to use the hashtag or keep up with the posts, it is called hashtag Random Acts of Kindness, FCPS.
Metastatic Breast Cancer Day was last week, raising awareness of the deadly disease. Metastatic or type 4 breast cancer is a non-treatable form of cancer with no chance of remission. Dr. Ann Partridge is the vice chair for medical oncology at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. She tells WSAZ collaborating with the Susan G. Komen Foundation is good for research.
Scientists with each other, doctors who care for patients with advanced breast cancer with each other and with their patients, as well as with the advocacy community and organizations like Susan G. Komen and the National Cancer Institute and others, so that we can work together. You move faster and further together when it comes to a disease like advanced breast cancer.
The Susan G. Komen Foundation is funding groundbreaking research to treat and eradicate the disease.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, sunny with a high near 72 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 55. Thursday, showers likely with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 70. Thursday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy overnight with a low around 48. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 63. Friday night, a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 48. And for your Saturday, a 10% chance of showers before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 65.
On our feature segment today, Moorhead Mayor Laura White Brown announced her bid for re-election. WMKY's Sarah Mead has more.
Mayor White Brown made the official announcement Monday night during a campaign kickoff and fundraising reception at Sawstone Brewery. She told attendees during her time in office she has worked to expand tourism and broadband, all while dealing with the unprecedented pandemic. In her speech, White Brown says she'll focus on expanding and moving Moorhead forward if re-elected.
We're in the middle of one of the biggest projects that Moorhead's had in a long time, a new 911 police facility, and I can't wait to see that finished. We're working on a fire department. We have full-time coverage for firefighters that we've never had before. We have an incredible recreation department, and we have so many projects on the horizon. We're not done. There's things that we still have to do.
She also emphasized her hopes for completing projects already in the works, as well as new investments to build quality of life.
I think that there's a lot still to do, a lot that we're in the middle of, and I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying seeing the community from this perspective, but I also don't want to leave the job half done. We're in the middle of expanding recreation. We're in the middle of expanding broadband. Hopefully next year we'll finish the police facility. So a lot that I want to see continued and prioritized for the community.
The pandemic was at the forefront of White Brown's mind as well.
If there is a silver lining in the pandemic, it's that we were able to kind of do trial and error with the entertainment district. So it gave us the opportunity to try an outdoor dining area, which has developed into this big vision of an overall entertainment district. And now we're working with a design company to do a long-term vision for us for what the entertainment looks like in Moorhead, but also how to use it as a tourism piece.
Senior advisor to the governor of Kentucky, Rocky Adkins, was in attendance to the campaign event. He says he wanted to show his support by endorsing White Brown.
Leadership that cares about what happens today and tomorrow and what happened yesterday. She understands to be successful, you gotta have good people around. But I can tell you firsthand, every day is a good day. And in this political arena, it takes special people to be in this arena. So lucky to have her. I often talk to the governor about young leaders in Eastern Kentucky. And the first name he mentions to me is the mayor of Moorhead.
Adkins says it takes a special kind of leadership to lead during the pandemic.
The positives that have happened in the investment in this community that has taken place since she has been mayor. Think about the leadership that she has provided. The industry that you guys are in every day, that is the heart and soul of this community. We see because a mayor that gets it and willing to work with folks regardless of who they are or where they come from. I'm proud that Laura White Brown is the mayor of this community.
White Brown says she has made promises and delivered on them year after year and believes the work in progress can continue if reelected.
It takes a village, and you all are my village, all of my people. You have mentored me, you have supported me, you have let me cry to you, you have let me yell, you have let me do all of the things. But at the end of the day, I go home with more faith than I started, just because we always come through. This town always comes through it, no matter what it is, no matter what we go through, and we come out stronger.
White Brown was elected mayor of Moorhead on November 6, 2018, and took the oath of office in December 2018, becoming the first female and youngest mayor for the city of Moorhead. The next mayoral election is in November 2022. For WMKY News, I'm Sarah Mead.
Support for MSPR comes from the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling and the 5th Annual Howl at the Moon, 7 p.m. on Friday, October 29th. Halloween crafts, food, refreshments, and live music by Luna and David from Luna and the Mountain Jets. Food by Two Cousins Food and Catering, powered by LG&E and KU Foundation. Details online at grackentucky.org. Howl at the Moon at the Gateway Regional Arts Center, 7 p.m. on Friday, October 29th.
It's 70 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Cassidy Stearman and Rachel Turner, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Tanner Boyd has a look at sports coming up, but first, I want to say thank you. We're so glad you can spend time with us on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon.
Rowan Volleyball is looking to clinch the district title this evening. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd. It's a big night for the Rowan County Senior High School volleyball team as they vie for the 61st District Championship. The Vikings won against Menifee County last night in three straight sets. It's been a mixed bag for Rowan this season as they currently sit with a record just over 500. But head coach Steve Walters says that doesn't really matter at this time of year.
You know, hopefully we'll be able to get in there in the district, and we'll be able to play Round County volleyball and win another district, and then I would think probably Fleming would have the next best chance, and probably followed by Bath and then Menifee. But you know, it's district tournament; anything can happen. It literally is a brand new season.
The Vikings will be taking on host Fleming County tonight at 7 o'clock. Once again, a member of the Morehead State University volleyball team is receiving recognition by the Ohio Valley Conference. Junior Allison Witten was tabbed the Ohio Valley Conference Defensive Player of the Week for her efforts in leading a stingy back row output in the volleyball team's two wins over UT Martin this past weekend. Witten's award is the sixth weekly honor for the volleyball program during the fall 2021 season and her first of the year. Associate Head Coach Kirsten Becker-McBride says the awards are great, but a big part of the team's success is knowing there is always room to grow.
The Elizabeth recognizes that there are things we need to do better. So whether it's getting a ball at the 10-foot line that needs to be at the net or keeping some different shot selection, there's things that we can still improve on.
Morehead State takes to the road this weekend for a pair of OVC contests at Eastern Illinois. The Morehead State cross-country team has wrapped competition in their most recent event. WMKY's Hallie Adams reports.
1 point separated Morehead State from Saturday's women's team title at the University of Evansville cross-country invitational. Instead, Purdue Fort Wayne won the crown on the course of Angel Mound State Historic Site. The Mastodons scored 33 points with the Eagles next at 34 and host Evansville third at 61. Although winning would have been nice, Coach Clay Dixon says the most important thing was getting practice running a 6K, something the women's team will not do again until it competes at the Southern East Regionals. The Eagle men finished in third in their event with 78 points. Purdue Fort Wayne had the first seven individuals cross the line to post a perfect score of 15. Vincent's was second with 67 points. Host Evansville rounded out the field with 92 points. Both MSU squads return to action next Saturday to compete in the Ohio Valley Conference Championship in Nashville. For WMKY Sports, I'm Hallie Adams.
With their best conference start in years, the Morehead State University football team is hoping to keep the momentum going throughout the season. MSU is undefeated in the first three games of Pioneer Football League action for the first time since 2013. There were several standout performances in the Eagles' 31-8 homecoming win over Butler Saturday, including graduate student Earl Stoudemire, who ran for 148 yards in the contest. Stoudemire says the amount of prep the team went through for the Bulldogs paid off big.
Understanding the fronts once again, the blitzes, being able to read front, staying in film, watching film, just understanding the offensive line's responsibility, that plays a huge role, and knowing where the holes are going to be, being able to finish runs. Obviously, I had a long run, didn't finish that, but hey, we scored, so whatever it takes to win, I'm all in for the team, man.
The Eagles will be back on the trail this weekend. They'll be heading to upstate New York to take on Marist Saturday at noon. 2021 has brought massive changes for Kentucky college athletes who can finally take advantage of name, image, and likeness deals. Will Levis and Wandale Robinson are two University of Kentucky football players using their likeness at Kentucky Branded. Vertus CEO Tom Bower tells WKYT they handle contracts so players can approve designs, then get back to focusing on their studies and the game.
Whenever the ball stops bouncing or whenever they're done playing, that they have lots of opportunities and people are willing and ready to do business with them because of the brand they had while they were at the university.
Several UK players are represented by the company when signing NIL merchandise deals with Kentucky Branded. And finally, the Rowan County Senior High School football team is back on the grind this week. The Vikings got an off week in their schedule pretty late this season, but it's probably just what the team needed. Coach Kelly Ford says the extra prep time before resuming district play has helped his guys rebound after some intense competition.
We had 2 weeks to prepare for boys. We took it light. Not a lot of contact, but just more staying in shape and running and, you know, getting our still keeping our timing down and things like that. So It was a good week.
The Vikings will be on the road Friday. They'll be in Ashland to take on Boyd County at 7:30. And that's a check of sports. Reporting for WMKY, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, celebrating 100 years of business in 2021. Ruth Hunt's long-term success is proven by using fine ingredients and traditional methods in making their confections. Ruth Hunt is Kentucky proud with traditional candies, Woodford Reserve bourbon balls, and Blue Mondays, sweetening the distance between you and your loved ones. Ruth Hunt Candies in Mount Sterling, Lexington, and anytime online at ruthhuntcandy.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks climbed as major companies continued to report strong third-quarter earnings, easing concerns that persistent COVID cases and rising costs would derail corporate America's profit recovery. And the S&P 500 at the close was up 0.75%, only about 1% away from its all-time high at 4519.63. The Dow Industrials finished with a gain of 0.5% at 35,457.31, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 0.7% at 15,129.09. Dow member Travelers saw its shares gain 1.6% after the insurance company's quarterly earnings beat or topped expectations, and Johnson & Johnson also beat third-quarter earnings expectations by 25 cents a share, and the healthcare stock rallied 2.3%. Procter & Gamble continued the bullish trend with better-than-expected earnings, but its shares dipped nearly 1.2%. The consumer products giant said it is raising prices to cover rising commodity and freight costs and warned that inflation may continue. Elsewhere, Walmart shares gained 2.1% after Goldman Sachs added the big box retailer to its conviction buy list, saying the stock could rally by nearly 40%. And as of this morning, 82% of S&P 500 companies that have reported earnings have beat expectations. Taking into account those reports and estimates for those to come, third quarter profit growth will come in at about 30%. Other major reports after the bell today include Netflix and United Airlines. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was App Harvest up a penny at 546, PPL Energy up 34 cents at 2889, CSX down 12 cents at 3411, Dollar General up 9 cents at 213.79, Fifth Third Bank down 12 cents at 43.93, and Marathon Petroleum was up 43 cents to finish at 66.83. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Taking a look at the weather for WMKY listening areas, tomorrow, sunny with a high near 72. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 55. Thursday, showers likely. Thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 70. Thursday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 48. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 63. Friday night, a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 48.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jonathan Burton, Lakin Hupp, Hallie Adams, Alyssa White, Devin Bartley, Kenny Lee Roberts, Ethan Jenkins, and Rachel Turner. Our feature segment this afternoon was from WMKY's own Sarah Mead. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cassidy Stearman and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.